Good morning. This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. Despite President Trump threatening earlier this week to move federal troops into cities which he says don't dominate the streets during protests, city officials seem to have no interest in bringing troops to Cincinnati. Joining me to talk about the protest in Cincinnati, WVXU senior political analyst Howard Wilkinson. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
Is there a need for that kind of response here?
No, absolutely not. He's basing on the Insurrection Act of 1807, which is rarely used, hadn't been used since 1992, in the Rodney King case out in Los Angeles. But what the legal experts say that only in a case where you've got a complete, total breakdown of civil society should you use this kind of a tool where you bring and militarize a city or a region or whatever. So, and there's no evidence that that's necessary here. And certainly, you know, Mayor Cranley hasn't even seen a reason to bring Ohio National Guard troops in.
So Mayor Cranley, I would guess, is then satisfied with the policing we have here that is going on right now?
I think so. You know, we've had some incidents where police officers have been attacked, some of the more intense moments of the demonstration, but there's not been none that have been seriously injured. There have been a lot of arrests. There have been some things that were questionable in terms of arresting people who were, say, journalists who were covering demonstrations. But there's no real interest in militarizing the police force here because things have not gotten that far out of hand.
And we should say, as far as the arresting of a journalist, both the mayor and the police department did apologize for that.
Yes, that's right.
So the mayor has shifted the curfews from early to late this week. They were starting at one point they were 10, then they dropped to 9, then to 8, now they're to 11. Why the various changes in the times?
Well, I think it's a reaction to the what's happening out on the streets. I mean, if the city officials and the police department believe that they can go later and not risk any kind of real damage or rioting, looting, that kind of thing, then they'll push it back because nobody really wants to shut the entire city down. That's an extreme act. You know, if it's 7 p.m., that's very early for a lot of people. But they just perceive that the streets are fairly peaceable. There's no reason to have such an early curfew.
Now, the protests have been going on since Friday in Cincinnati. Do you think they've had any impact?
Yeah, I think they have. I think they are. The demonstrations that were outside of City Hall Wednesday while council was meeting, I think, made an impression on City Council. And others are now, you know, going to council with proposals to try to enact a package of reforms. And on Wednesday, there were 5 of the 9 council members already signed a motion saying they'd support or consider making changes to policing that most of the demonstrators want. And if council passes any of those reforms, I think that these demonstrators will accomplish something. Now, whether or not it's going to be adequate or enough to satisfy the various groups that are involved in the demonstrations, that remains to be seen. But I don't think there's any question but that a majority of council is now very much attuned and very much responsive to what the demonstrators are saying. Not the violent people, not the people who are looting, not the people who are destroying things, but the people who are protesting peaceably because of the treatment of Black people in the society.
Howard, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's senior political analyst. He joins me each Friday at this time. You can read his columns and his stories at WVXU.org.